A driver with loose line certainly doesn't have control of the horse, and we recognize that, things can happen on a racetrack with the horse you're driving or with a horse in front of you, and so you need to have taut line so you can react immediately.
It's one of the hottest of hot-button issues in our sport, that being the new whipping or encouragement rule. Hi, everybody. Norm Borg on Trot Radio from Standardbred Canada. That is ORC Chairman Rod Seeling. More from him on the new rule on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. One of the most contentious issues in our industry in the past couple of years has got to be that of the whipping rule. So much emotion attached to it, both from those for and against. The new whipping rules are now in effect, and to further explain some of the more contentious parts of the regulation, we're very happy to have with us the chairman of the Ontario Racing Commission, Mr. Rod Seeling. Welcome.
My pleasure, Norm.
From what I can see, after having looked over the guidelines that are now the new whipping regulations, not a whole lot has changed, except for the fact that drivers are now going to be required to keep a line in each hand. That seems to be the biggest point of contention with some industry participants. Would you say that's a salient issue?
Well, certainly the new rule, which goes in effect today, there's a meaningful change. Let me say at the outset that the board recognized that the urging of a horse, and we prefer to call it urging of a horse rather than whipping because it is a meaningful change, and it brings us into the new world of reality, that what had been acceptable in the past certainly wasn't acceptable today. And from the Racing Commission's point of view, one of our main objectives is to protect the health and welfare of the horse and the safety of participants. So we looked at it from that perspective, and at the same time, there was a recognition with many within the industry that it was time for a change. And so we challenged our administration to go out to the industry, a process that started over about a year ago, to have them come together to see what changes they would recommend back as a new rule. And what you have in effect today is a result of that process.
And again, going back to the section that's the one in contention, it's Rule 22. And forgive me, I don't know all the ways to frame this, but the rule concerning both hands in each line, it talks about keeping a line in each hand from the beginning of the call to the gate until the end of the race, so beginning to end. Both hands in front of the body, I thought, was an interesting change. Both hands below the head and have control of the horse at all time on the racetrack. Would those be the major changes?
Certainly. That and the other change, of course, is how you can use the whip. And those in combination, we think, still will protect the welfare of the horse and at the same time allow the drivers the ability to drive their horse and keep it under control.
And to that, we should probably talk about the term loose lining, which is also included in these regulations. There was a concern that perhaps by loose lining the horse, it would still give the driver the opportunity to, in effect, free-handed whip. That is now out, right?
Certainly. There are two issues there. One, of course, is, again, safety. We want to ensure at all times that drivers have control of their horse. A driver with loose line certainly doesn't have control of the horse, and we recognize that things can happen on a racetrack with the horse you're driving or with a horse in front of you, and so you need to have taut line so you can react immediately.
I want to ask you about some of the leeway, and some of this would be obviously at the discretion of the judges, but let's say in a split-second decision, in order to avoid an accident, a driver suddenly, and with some force, will use a whip on a horse to get that horse to go out of the way of what could be an impending accident. Is there some leeway on the judge's part to take that into account?
Certainly. The intent behind this is never to take discretion out of the hands of our judges. They are the referees of the race, and we were very careful when we adopted the new rules that we allowed the judges to have discretion, because there are things that happen during the course of a race that you can't possibly imagine when you're writing a rule. So we always want to have the final decision in the hands of the judges.
So really, not a whole lot has changed except for that very big change, you can say, Commissioner Seeling, and that is, of course, using both hands in each line. Of course, you know, there are those that are going to be detractors, but such is the law of the land in our sport.
Well, certainly we never expected that there would be a 100% support, but we think that the vast majority of the industry is supportive. They recognize the need to change as the world changes around us. We also know that from our own surveys and from industry surveys, one of the problems the industry has experienced and continued to experience was the lack of appeal that the business, the sport had by the current whipping rules. And so this is a meaningful attempt to address that issue along with the safety and welfare of both horse and participant.
Commissioner Rod Sealing of the Ontario Racing Commission, thank you for putting this in perspective for us.
My pleasure, anytime.
On the Next Trot Radio, an opposing view. We'll hear from Ontario Harness Horse Association President Daryl MacArthur. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada, produced by Board Communications.